towards the end of the Bible, in Revelation, the last book, chapter 7, verse 10, states categorically, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Salvation is of the Lord. The Bible tells us categorically in Ephesians chapter 2 at the beginning that every human being by nature is spiritually dead in sins. The Bible tells us categorically by nature every human being is spiritually helpless. He must be delivered from his sin by a third party, as it were, by a saviour, who is, of course, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the situation is even worse than that. By nature, we aren't even interested in salvation. It's a turn-off, we say. What do I need to be saved from? It's not my thing. So you see, in salvation, God must make the first move. But why should he? We're quite happy without him. We don't need him, we maintain. Well, God did make the first move. Out of his mere good pleasure, God freely chose to take the initiative. Out of his mere good pleasure, God freely chose to transform ugly rebels of sinners into people like his Son, Jesus Christ. Out of his mere good pleasure, God freely chose to pay the cost, which was nothing less than the crucifixion of his one dearly beloved Son. The salvation of human beings can only be accomplished through Jesus Christ the Saviour, because he alone atoned for our sin, and he alone can send the Holy Spirit into our lives, into our souls, to transform us so that we begin to be even interested in the things of God. Only Christ can do these two things. Now, at the cross, Jesus Christ paid for the sins of all who will be in heaven. But he also, what some theologians call, he also purchased at the cross the gospel. So what is the gospel? The gospel is a genuine offer from God to all people everywhere of instant forgiveness, instant peace of God in this world, and instant eternal life. That's a genuine offer from God to all people everywhere in the gospel. It can only be obtained upon repentance of our sinfulness and faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you cannot separate the gospel from salvation. Jesus saves through the gospel. Grasp that, whatever you grasp. Nobody is merely chosen by God to be saved, whatever. That is just not true. We're chosen by God to be saved through faith in Christ. Only through the gospel of Christ can we or anyone be saved. And so, logically, the good news is if you trust Christ, if your hope for eternity is in Jesus Christ, you have been chosen by God. Because only those whom God's Holy Spirit has worked in are even interested. Tragically, some become interested but don't go the whole way. They don't trust Christ. Christians are chosen by God to trust Christ with their salvation, to depend only upon Christ for their salvation. You see, it's Jesus who sends the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sin, to convict us of our lostness, to convict us of our need. It's only the Holy Spirit that can help us see that we're utterly helpless to save ourselves. Only the Holy Spirit can make us interested in Christ. So if you love Christ, if you can see in him that because only he died on behalf of others, only he atoned for the sins of all who will be in heaven, if you see that in him, God sent his Spirit to work in you that you might believe in him. And so you see, from beginning to end, salvation is of the Lord. And may God bless these thoughts to us.